Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard, right? Steph's a great player. Really enjoyed our time together. Won a lot of games, and he was a huge factor in winning those games. I think we'll miss him. You never replace a player like Steph Diggs, and we wish him well, Steph and his family. So hard to move on from a player like that. And now we go back to, looking at our roster and excited for the opportunity that we have in that room for guys to step up.
Have you had conversations with Josh regarding the move, and for those conversations, what's been the tenor of those conversations?
Yeah, I mean, you always have conversations, sometimes multiple conversations, and you communicate, again, multiple times, and you collaborate. This was a big decision, so one we didn't take lightly, and I'll leave Josh's reaction. I know Josh is going to speak, I believe, after me somewhere here. So, but again, just trying to do what's best for the team, both in the near term and the long term.
Brandon said when it happened that maybe you're not better today, but this was a move for the future. And from a coach's perspective, going into these meetings and talking to your team for the first time, what's your message to them? Obviously, he was very well-liked in the locker room.
Well, again, that wasn't really around the team when this all unfolded. But really the message is for us right now is belief in who we are. Everything starts with belief, right, in anything you do, and mindset. Looking at the opportunity that's in front of us this season. And then just being present of and our focus being on where we are today and what we have to do to get ourselves ready to play. And if you shortchange that process or shortcut the process, you're going to make a big mistake. So those are the things we can control right now. It's just being present, putting in the work, and we're doing a lot right now just in terms of educating our team, building our culture. Because you got to do that every day, right? And every year, it's a year-to-year league. And so trying to build that respect, the love that our guys need to have for one another, and what comes out of that is that trust that we're going to need going through the journey of a season, and that's important. So that's really the true substance of what leads to success. That's the foundation, right? So that's really where our focus is right now. Well, again, you never replace a player or a person like Steph. And there were others, too, as I know there's a long line here of veteran players in particular, some of whom were captains and players that we and people that we leaned on for a number of years. And they added so much to our culture, our leadership. And so, number one, we wish them well. Number two is that's the reality sometimes of the NFL and balancing a salary cap, and those are tough decisions. So, again, you never replace people like that, players like that. No two players or people are the same. But, again, it's an opportunity for people to take on new roles, to stretch themselves a little bit, to hold people accountable, you know, for somebody else. And I think a big piece of this is you don't just hire leaders or bring in leaders. You're developing leaders the whole time, you know, kind of underneath the water. And that's part of what we work on as a staff, of developing leaders. And quite honestly, I think we need more of those in society as it is, right? So I think a lot of us would agree with that. But that's a big piece of what we do in the off season, in particular, our player development team, myself, our coaching staff, is not just developing the player, but developing the person. And because those leaders aren't always going to be here. And so they're going to graduate at some point, like they have in some cases. And you need people who are ready to step in and step up.
Would you talk about, you know, you built this sustained success from the ground up. And again, how challenging can it be, or what challenges have you already faced, you know, without those core pieces in your locker room?
Well, we're just getting started, right? So again, I think our focus has been where it needs to be, Mookie, and that is on just starting with what's right in front of us and our off-season program. I give a lot of credit to our strength and conditioning coaches, our medical staff, our sports science staff, led by Joe Collins and Eric Ciano and Nate Bresky, respectively. They spent a lot of time this off-season doing research, looking to innovate in different ways that we haven't maybe before, not changing our core of what we've done and been about in terms of what we do in the off season, but, hey, keeping things fresh, right? What new is out there? Testing our process in those areas as well. And so I've been very pleased with the amount of work that's been put in by those staff members, so that when the players came back, there's some new things that they can see and be a part of, and that will hopefully then be put into place to make them as good as they can possibly be.
And Sean, where have you landed on these calls
for defensive players this year? Yeah, so it'll be a while. It's on my radar, but you can ask me about it. Probably the best thing to do is ask me about it in training camp, because I'm not going to make a decision before then. There's just more important things. It is important, but there's just more important things right now in front of us with the team being here and then the draft next week. And full confidence in Bobby. He's off to a great start. He's extremely organized, type A personality, as you guys know Bobby, and the players know Bobby, and we'll never lack for energy in that department.
Follow up on that. You have a lot of new assistants. When you got them together for the first time this offseason, what kind of tone did you set in terms of this is how you want to start?
Yeah, I've been very impressed, Mark, with that. And when you look at the way people collaborate, right? Unselfish, respectful, team-centered. The staff is off to a great start. The new members of the staff have been very good additions. They keep their heads down, they work, they collaborate. It's been very impressive to this point, and that collaboration is good to see. And everyone's got a role, right? And they all have been anchoring their role, and the coordinators have been leading, and I think that's huge to this point.
Sean, can you give us an estimate of how participation is? I'm sorry, this week workouts participation?
Yeah, it's very good. Very high. Not everyone's here, but for the most part, we've had, I'd say, 95% participation. A couple guys having to, you know, leave for a day or two, and just due to life, things that come up that they've got to handle. But they've been back, and that'll continue through the off season a little bit. But I think the key here is the participation's been great, the energy's been great, guys getting to know one another, and building again that love, that respect, And then that relates, again, leads into them being ready to hold each other accountable, or just that shared accountability, which is, as you know, big for us. Well, Josh is, number one, like most great players, he's going to continue to evolve his game, right? That's important. What comes with that as well is his leadership on this football team, and he is the leader of our football team. He's the face of the franchise, and so I know that Josh is very focused on that part of his game. Is the leadership piece and what comes with that. All that goes into that, right, John? So to this point, it's what, 3-4 days now that we've been together, back together, and I've been very happy with Josh's leading of our football team. And again, you never replace. I think what we have to do is look forward and say, how do we build this team this year? And because it's new every year. You know, it's a year-to-year league, as I mentioned, and I think that's what we have to focus on in front of us.
General, kind of going off of that, one of the things, this is the only thing, but one of the things that Brandon said when talking about wide receivers was, with this team, you didn't believe that, you know, if you don't have a clear-cut number one wide receiver, that this offense can't succeed and be successful. Where is your philosophy on that? Do you believe that you guys do need that?
Well, it's a matchup game, right? I can tell you when we go into a game plan meeting, offensively or defensively, and I'll just mention defensively, you look and you say, who do we have to take away, right? And so that's where you like to have a number one player, whether it's offensively, defensively, or you look at it, you know, opponent looking at us and saying, hey, who do they have that we have to worry about? So, yes, having said that, there's also a piece of there's a lot of power in sharing the football. Right? There's a lot of power in that type of approach as well. So it's got to go together. But the matchup piece is real. And so that's what you look for in the draft, quite honestly. And do you find that? Is that player, is it realistic to say that player is going to come in day one? If we go in that direction, but whatever position that they're going to be able to establish themselves in year one at that level, that's really hard to do. But over the course of time, you hope that you're drafting well enough to find that matchup problem for other people.
Can Dalton Kincaid be a matchup problem?
I believe he can. Yeah, I do. I believe he can. Now, Dalton's young, but you'd say in year one, some of the things he did and his makeup, the challenge for any player in year one is, hey, what do you do in year two? As the league starts to adjust to your game, how do you reinvent yourself in year two? And that's the challenge for Dalton, for Saibo, who again had a nice first year, and that's the challenge because there's a mindset challenge to that as well. And you see a lot of players sometimes coming in year one and they have success, and then sometimes, you know, they downshift and say, hey, this is how I handled from junior high to high school football, high school to college, and now college to NFL. And then it's like, no, you can't do that in this league. This league is the best of the best. And so you've got to stay on the gas. And I fully expect those players will do just that, Dalton included.
John, the continuity you've had over the years, a lot of the leaders have been very similar. You know, the names that we've kind of
grown up
to.
I think there's many. I really do. You know, and if I mention names, I'll probably leave certain guys out. I probably have a list of about 10 to 15 candidates that are going to continue to develop their leadership influence on our football team. And so I don't want to do anybody wrong by giving you a list of names, because that next guy I leave out is going to be like, well, but the reality of it is that's where the development comes in. And we have some guys already in mind that will step up and will have to stretch themselves to get out of their comfort zone a little bit, and that comes with developing as a leader and putting yourself in those positions. And the more you do it, the better you get at it.
Sean, regarding Steph, if you go back to last year, the first day of mandatory that you can't do it there, that became temporarily a pretty big story. There was never real clarity as to maybe what the disconnect at that time was. It just felt like from there, maybe throughout the season and into the offseason, there was this looming question of, is he happy, is he not happy? Did that speculation start to weigh on the organization?
I don't think so. I think at the end of the day, you make decisions what's best for the team. And multiple conversations, collaboration, and you do what's best for the team. So at the end of the day, you try and just take what you know and make the best decision possible for the team.
Sean, you have a few coaches in new roles, like Joe Dana, yep. Marcus West, Al Holcomb. I know they've all coached, but can you walk us through like what this week is like for you with them in their new roles?
I've been, excited to watch them do their thing. They've been hard at work, and a lot of new faces or a lot of people in maybe a new role, and that's exciting to me. And again, watching them work, watching them get themselves prepared for the players to come in, it's always an exciting time as a coach, because you spend time going through the cut-ups, and that can get – it's good, but it can get monotonous sometimes, right? And then you go through – let's just say our part in helping out for the draft, and then you're going on those campus visits, or you're going to the combine, and you're putting your, in some cases, your scouting hat on, right? And so now it's time to do what we do, which is coach and work on developing the players and teach. Teaching is a big part of that, and right now we're just restricted to just being in the classroom with the players, but it also tests your how well you know it. And so I think what we've been working on is, and my challenge to the coordinators and the position coaches has been, hey, make sure our terminology, our message is the same from the coordinator to the position coach, and then from position coach to position coach. And I think one of the things that you can do is kind of stand outside the meeting room and kind of put your ear to the door and listen to, let's talk about the linebacker coach and Al in this case, and the DB coach and Joe, and just listen to the message and the terminology and making sure that it's being taught the same way. And I think that's when you know that you're being as efficient and as an effective of a communicator as we need to be.
Coach, how much of a reality moment that you realized that you didn't have
Yeah, I miss him. I tried to shoot him a text to wish him well, especially the guys that are, on other teams right now, because I know they're starting up as well or have already started. So told him I'd be thinking of him and wish him well, and a little bit different. But at the same time, I know knowing those guys, they're diving right into their new teams, and that's what I do here. So I just think the love and the respect that we have for one another will, I think, hopefully surpass the being on different teams now, and those relationships remain strong.
Did you gain a sense from Micah what the future might hold for
him? We spoke not too long ago, and knowing Micah, it's always a great conversation, and we catch up on life a little bit, and then catch up on, just what he's thinking. And I think I know he's going to go forward with the softball game, I believe, and that's, I think, great for our community and, again, a great example of who Micah is, right? Being not currently on the team, his charitable mindset, right, his willingness to pay it forward, his desire to do that and to do it in Buffalo, right? I think, again, that's just it says a lot about who he is. Yeah, you guys love this fan that comes on every press conference, right, a couple of times. I have, yeah. You know, we've been on the committee. You know, I've been through it multiple times in terms of the rule and Rob. And then the thing of it is it's a personnel decision as well, right? Like there are personnel conversations that have to take place because it's a different type of play than it was before. I know Coach Smiley is looking at it hard and trying to find different ways to look at it. I think the biggest thing to be aware of really for you guys is we're probably not going to see how it really looks until the regular season, because I think most people will be holding their cards pretty close to the vest. So we're going to have to work on it in practice. We're going to have to be on the board quite a bit and then adjust when and where necessary.
Just following up on that, though, certainly been on the committee, you're expecting, I mean, the goal is to bring this play more back, right? I mean, so you certainly are expecting some more significant returns than last year when there was almost none.
Right. Yeah, no, I know you study it, Mark, and you know the numbers, right?
I mean,
right?
You think that's a good thing for the game?
I do. I think having the kickoff play in the game is good for our game. It's been in our game. I'd like to see it stay in our game, and I'm excited to see our league adjust, our players, our coaches adjust to the new approach. But I am a big believer in having the kickoff in our game.
Coach, how important was it?
Well, that's going to be huge. It really is. AJ's at a spot in his career. You know, you're looking at coming off of that first contract, going into a second now, which direction does he go? And there's enough belief in this building, as you could tell, in order to re-sign him. Now it's, hey, how quickly does his career do this? And that's really what you want, what you need to have happen. And he's one of the players that we're counting on to step up. And, you know, Leonard Floyd not being here, right? Leonard, great year, great person, great player, another name that, you know, was here. And now he's in San Francisco and enjoyed working with him as well. And AJ in this case, going back to him, is, you know, what an opportunity he has to come in, put in the work, and continue to grow and develop. And, you know, those are the things that you have to do when you're drafting. And those are the players that have to take off and step up into those significant roles for us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.